Mr. Chair, and thank you very much, distinguished delegates, for the questions and your interest. I have to mention that the situation with Xylella at the moment in all the countries affected by Xylella and the ones where Xylella is absent and not reported, there are a series of trainings, workshops, and events taking place on the building the capacity of the National Plant Protection Services and National Plant Protection Organizations, farmers. There is a series of events on reinforcing the surveillance program on surveillance and delimiting surveys, as well as increasing awareness on the of the farmers and general public about the issue of the plant pests in general and Xylella specifically. As for the question regarding the guidelines, within the IPPC, we do not have intended use of the definition of intended use of the plant pests. However, we set up a minimum requirements that the two countries have to follow to avoid the introduction and further spread of plant pests to their territories. One of the examples you might think would be interesting to see is the International Standard of Phytosanitary Measure number 3. It is on the international movement of biological agents for the plant protection purposes. So this one is the quite old standard that prescribe the minimum requirements when you use parasitoids and predators of the plant pest and you want to move them from one country to another for the phytosanitary purposes. And yes, I mean, I just show you the example of Xylella here, but there are a number of examples when the pest outbreaks caused a severe effect on the agriculture and forestry. I mean, the list can continue for a long time and we can talk how the countries can collaborate and what are the mechanisms. But if you feel that there is a need, and we also encourage you to contact your national plant protection organization. That's easy to find them who they are, because the government assigned them. And on IPPC website, you have your country page. And on the country page, there are contact details of your national contact point for the IPPC. So you basically contact them and see what are their standard that they are using for their work, as well as there might be a national standards or the regional standard. There are regional plant protection organizations that are establishing the standards and the regulation for their specific region. And each FAO region, for example, we do have a regional plant protection organization with whom we work. So there are a lot of opportunities to work and to present more and more examples of not only the effect, but also a good examples of the eradication and the management of the pest. Thank you very much.